those who have lost everything. The Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. If you hadn't been down here, we're easy to get to. We're right off I-65 North Boulevard. Take that first exit at Louisville Street. Hit the bottom of the ramp and go to your right. Take the next right and the next right. Follow that to the end of the road. You'll find us down here. You'll pass the RV park we're fixing to open up. And you'll find us down here cooking up fresh seafood and having a big time on the river. And let's jump right to the news of the week. We're going from the blues to the bluegrass. That's right. Labor Day weekend bluegrass show at the Capitol Oyster Bar. Keep on listening. I'm telling you, that's right. The Southern Gentleman, the regional bluegrass man, will be at the Capitol Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. We'll be cooking up fresh seafood for you, renting out pontoon boats, and just having a big time on the river. So y'all check it out at CapitolOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page. You can see what's going on. See the entertainment schedule for the next few weeks. Y'all, we're going to looking for you. You got Monday off. Get on down here and let's spend some good time on the river this weekend.
Capitol Oyster Bar, located at 617 Shady Street in Montgomery. Or call 239-8958.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more. Their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Summertime heat and humidity is back with us, and so is the risk of those spotty storms. We'll continue into forecast, and they will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature 72. Tomorrow, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s, plenty of humidity as well, and some widely scattered storms here and there. On Labor Day Monday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere. I think it's basically going to be a hot day with a high around 94. We continue to monitor the future progress of extremely dangerous Hurricane Dorian as it heads for the southeastern U.S. So far, there is no impacts expected here in Alabama, but you can stay on top of the action on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I was talking about Barr. Trump's attorney general is what Trump might call deep state. He came to Langley in 73. He was a 23-year graduate of Columbia with a master's in political science and, of all things, Chinese studies. His resume shows he toiled at the agency by day and attended George Washington University Law School at night. Now, the Watergate scandal was ravaging the agency's reputation and destroying the presidency of the infamous Richard Nixon. Well, that's when Barr came in, okay? He spent four formative years in the intelligence doctorate and the Office of Legislative Counsel. He even made the acquaintance of CIA Director George Herbert Walker pedophile Reptile Bush. I added those two words. In 77, Barr moved on to a prestigious clerkship for a federal judge and then a series of jobs in private practice and the Justice Department, or the misnamed Justice Department. In 1991, Bush, who was president at the time, appointed him to be Attorney General. At age 41, he was one of the youngest men to ever hold that office. He left after 1 year and went on to a long career in corporate law and public service. And now Trump has brought him back. Folks, he is deep state.
Yeah, definitely deep state. If George Bush trusted him with his secrets.
There you go.
And Barr never brought any of that up or went after him or prosecuted him for it. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, he's compromised. He's deep state. He's a part of it.
Absolutely.
And even to this day, and he's in that position, and he's still not doing anything about it.
Yeah, he's never going to do anything about it.
No, because he's part of it.
Yep, exactly.
Wouldn't be surprised me a bit if he's...
Been
messing with some little children.
Exactly. He's probably been on the Lolita Express himself.
Yeah, he's... Man, it's...
Yeah,
ooh.
It's just sitting on top, you know, because if you did your research far back enough, you'll find out that the deep state started right off the boat. The boat I'm talking about is... I'm talking about the Ark. I'm talking about Noah's Ark. It started then after they dispersed and went their separate ways because they were penetrated and influenced by some of the same entities that were running everything before the flood.
Where does the Tower of Babel come into this? When was it? Was obviously after? Was it after the flood?
Yes, it was. Babylon was the first. The kingdom of Babylon under Nimrod was the very first power.
Yes,
very first world power.
Nimrod. Right. I would suggest Nimrod was one of the founders of the deep state.
Yeah, because he was the very first ascended Mason.
There you go.
The very first one.
Yes. Yeah. Not meaning to change the subject, but I had one of those epiphanies that wouldn't leave me alone this morning. I had to write it down. It occurs to me that when you get depressed, and especially when you get angry and agitated, which I seem to be most of the time these days, the thing to do is to get out of yourself and try to help others less fortunate than you. The harder you resist doing this indicates how badly you need to do so. That hit me this morning. The only way I can get out of these funks I get in, because I get so aggravated, and I get behind the wheel and some idiot's in front of me, and it's just one thing after another, or my computer does things it's not supposed to do, and I get very upset. Trying to help others gets me out of that. That's the only thing that will get me out of it. And I think if you're out there and you're like me and you get agitated, try it. Try helping other people. It works. I don't really know why, but it does.
Man, I can't even... Even five lanes wide, I can't get behind somebody that's not on their phone.
Yep.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Well, this morning, I'm driving down way down the east on Ware's Ferry, and I'm running the speed limit, believe it or not. I really was. I look in my mirror, and I see this car coming fast. This Ford Fusion was so close behind me, I couldn't see its headlights, which means it was 2 feet off my bumper. If you want to really make me mad, ride on my bumper. I don't like that, because if something happens, there's no way they can stop. They're going to hit me.
No.
So I reached down, I clicked my transmission controller to sport, and I just floored it and gone. I hate when people get on my butt like that. That's so wrong. You know, you're supposed to give a car length. What is a car length for every 10 miles an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Now, in traffic, you can't do that because somebody will fill that space because people are idiots. They don't know how to drive.
Two-second rule.
Hmm?
Used to be a two-second rule.
Yeah, they don't follow that anymore.
Yeah.
And whenever I get to be in charge, getting a driver's license is going to be like getting your pilot's certificate. It's going to be hard. Mm. You're going to have to prove to me you know how to drive before you're going to be let loose on the roads. But that's just...
Oh, every time I pull a trailer, somebody's going to get behind me tailgating the trailer.
Yep.
And I slow down. I just take my foot off the gas, and I keep going slower until they either back off or go around me.
I've done that, too, and I brake checked them.
I'll have them honking and yelling and just angry, and even passing me, they'd be flipping me off and cursing.
Try brake checking. I love doing that.
Yeah.
That's fun. I've had people get behind me on the boulevard, right, like I said, you can't even see the headlights. I'll take my left foot and tap my brakes at the same time I nail the accelerator. They see brake lights, they hit their brakes, and I'm gone. It makes them mad, but they deserve it. U.S. Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar advocates that the U.N. take control of our border with Mexico. Hard to believe, isn't it? Although the action would be the end to nationhood if her plan were adopted, the U.S., like Europe, would be deluged with millions of migrants. Well, what are the chances of that? Now, there's talk of her being removed from office. I think Alabama's actually proceeding with that. But it seems to me that she just jumped straight to the ultimate goal. The whole reason she's in office to get elected to begin with, the UN takeover of this once great nation. And listen to me, folks, and listen very carefully. If you believe that America's too big, too great, too awesome to fail, you're a fool. Look around you. Look what's happening. It's taken them a long time to get us where we are. We're on the brink of a civilizational collapse. Y'all, you guys agree with me on this?
Yeah.
That's eventually where it's going. I don't know whether it'll happen just yet, but I believe it will be in our time.
I do too. The financial one's going to go first, and then as a society, we're going to collapse. Because you've got, I was listening to a video earlier. Alexandria has it on her site, Forbidden Knowledge, and it's a bunch of college professors that are all about the LGBT and all this other garbage stuff. They're the ones instructing these little kids with a head full of mush that go to college. They're being instructed by these crazy people. I mean, the whole thing from the grade school up is so messed up. It's so not like America's supposed to be that the whole thing's got to come down. There's no way to fix it.
Well, we're going to get one of those as commander-in-chief one of these days. And that's when it'll all probably go.
Well, you remember we talked about Google working with China with their credit score, their social credit system. Well, guess what? It's coming here soon, and I said it would be.
It's already in Silicon Valley, isn't it?
Yes, and it's going to be, they're going to unveil it for everywhere. And actually, insurance, this is all about money. Insurance companies are going to be able to base their premiums on what they find out about you on your social media account. Patreon scans IDs at bars and restaurants. They identify, quote, troublemakers. A public list is shared among all patron scan customers who can then refuse service to individuals with objectionable behavior.
Right. And that's exactly what I was talking about with the new listener, with Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some questions being asked. And I actually told her, I said, look, those are questions to build a profile so they can create a social credit profile.
Yep.
On an individual.
Like they're doing in China.
Right.
Exactly. Wow. Break time again. When we get back, I'm going to play a short video from Alexandra's site about this credit score system. It's clear and there. We'll be right back.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Blossom Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. I think I neglected to say that at the opening. I really am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. But be that as it may, welcome to the program. Jason's with us tonight, of course, as usual, and the incomparable Postman. I found this article yesterday. Seattle, Washington is now having trouble deciding how to remove human feces from their sidewalks thanks to Democrat City Councilman Larry Gossett, who claims pressure washers are racist. He says that they bring back images of hoses being used against civil rights activists. Folks, how do these idiots get elected? Are they handpicked by the powers that shouldn't be so they can perpetrate these nation-destroying elections, these city councils, and just destroy the country? Because that's what's happening.
So they're not using them because he said that?
Yes. Because yeah.
Wow,
they're afraid to be called racist.
That's incredible.
Isn't it? I don't get it. I don't understand. People have gone nuts. It looks Tulsi Gabbard, who, in my opinion, is hot, a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, and I like her because she's been in the military. She's been there, done that. And I don't agree with everything she says, but some of her stuff I do. Well, she apparently is a threat to them, so they're eliminating her from being in a lot of the debates that are coming. They're basically eliminating her from contention because she's a threat.
So she's a moderate Democrat.
Y'all hear that in my head?
I do.
Yes.
What is that?
I have no idea.
What in the world was that?
I don't know, but I want to replay that and see what he was saying.
Uh-huh, me too.
It was interesting.
It was. Idaho Governor Brad Little, Republican, vowed to fight a court ruling that the state must provide a gender reassignment surgery for a convicted sex offender. No kidding. He's serving a 10-year prison sentence for sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy back when the guy was 22. His surgery is going to cost taxpayers $20,000 to $30,000. And he would be eligible, listen to this, he could then transfer to a woman's prison after the surgery. This country's gone insane. This is unbelievable.
It's insane. They got to stop that. That's
exactly
messed up.
Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, Barry.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, yeah, I was talking about that social core.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if y'all remember. Have y'all ever seen that show, The Orville? You know, it's about out of space.
Yes, I know exactly the one you're talking about.
I guess I'm the only one that hadn't heard of it, but go ahead.
Majority rule. They landed on the planet, and everybody's got, like, this little button on them. So it's got a, you know, up or a down vote. So, if you meet them, if you like them, you push the up vote. If you don't, you push the down vote.
Yeah, if enough people don't like you, then you face a chopping block, basically.
So they kill
you? They don't kill you, but they give you something like a lobotomy, you know, where you don't have any.
They turn you into a
mind anymore.
Yeah, basically, okay. You know, somebody, they don't like what you said, they can hit that button. But if somebody gets a video of it and puts it on social media, and a whole bunch of people do the dislike on it,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you can be gone in a day.
Yeah, because you could get like a million hits in one day, and boom.
Never heard of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's actually funny, but and if you think about it, it's really, really scary at the same time.
Oh, it is, because it, I mean, it goes back to just like with the thing in China where they have social credits where if you lose so many credits, you can't participate in
elections,
activities. You can't ride the subway
or have the internet.
And that's, by the way, this thing was, you know, you go on a TV show, sort of like The View, you know, and everybody cuts you down and all that kind of stuff. I mean,
right. Yeah, you have to go on a show. You have to go on
this? What is this to determine? Is this to determine your existence? Is this to determine whether you're accepted by them?
Whether you're accepted.
Yeah, accepted, and it determines your guilt or innocence.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That may be where we're headed.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what if all courtrooms in the future are going to be, instead of having a judge or a jury, the people out there watching TV or whatever can
Yeah, well, it was also with TV because once you're on the chopping block, they send you on an apology tour where you go on different TV stations and you plead your case, and then people will vote watching the TV.
That's scary.
You've got their innocence. Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah. Oh, speaking of China, did y'all see the article about they were spraying the protesters with the blue dye so that they can arrest them all later? It stains them.
Oh, my God.
Where they're marked so they can go round them up after. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out there.
It's bad, man.
It's coming here.
Man. Oh, Barber's is going to be October the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Okay.
I mean, there's not much going on that Sunday, but, you know, Friday and Saturday, there's a lot going on.
Oh, I'll bet. All right, October 4th, 5th, and 6th?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm writing, I'm making myself a note. Not that that'll do any good. I'll lose the note. October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
They're going to have John Penton there. He's the
Grand Marshal. I know. I've had his book, autographed copy of it. Yes.
He's going to be signing an autograph.
When we picked up KTM many years ago, we went up there, and we met him, and we met all the people up there at KTM. And they basically told us, if you can find a better component, then tell us, because we're trying, everything we use is the best we can find. I love KTM. Good stuff.
Well, don't he own it or run it or something?
He did. He used to, he didn't really own it, but he used KTMs, and he made his own version of the bikes called Pentons, which were modified.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But KTM's Crine Reef, Trunk and Poltz, Mattagoffin. Crine Reef and Trunk and Poltz were the two guys who founded it, and it was founded in Mattagoffin, Austria. I can remember that, but I can't remember where I put my car keys. That's crazy. Isn't it? Yeah.
Well,
love KTM.
They do have a lot of engineers over there.
They're brilliant. And Roger, they got Roger DeCoster now as their, he's head over all their racing now. He got promoted. And I love DeCoster. DeCoster will always be the man to me. Five world champions.
Yeah. But he's supposed to be signing autographs out there and doing all that kind of stuff. He's got to be pretty old.
Oh, God, he's got to be in his late 70s.
I would think so, because he's been racing since the 60s, ain't he?
Yep. Correct. Yeah, he's a great, great guy. Cantankerous fella, but he could ride a motorcycle. Definitely.
Well, most old motorcycle riders like us, we are a little cantankerous, I think.
That's true. That's very, very true. That's very true, Barry.
Oh, have you ever had anybody, you're talking about tailgating, did they really tailgate you on a motorcycle?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's just nerve-wracking.
I was coming back a couple of years ago. It's when I rode a V-Strom down to the beach. And the fuel light came on, and I was in Op. And they got that bypass around Op. And I thought, well, surely there'll be a gas station. Well, it happened to be a Sunday. All the stations were closed. I nursed that bike from Op to Brantley with no gas. And I'm running like 45 or 50 on 331. And I had a car. I could have kicked it. That's how close it was. And it scared the bejesus out of me to have a car that close to me. It's not a good feeling.
No, it ain't.
No, I get very upset when people tailgate me on a car or a bike.
It's bad enough on a car, but on a bike, there's no
expense. No, you can get hurt easy.
Oh, I had some fun with some tailgaters. I had a flatbed C30 pickup truck, and I guess it had like the oil sending unit was leaking, and so the oil was running all the way down the length of the shaft of the truck and out the back. Anybody got behind me got sprayed with oil.
Sprayed.
Yep.
Gotta love it.
Yep.
They deserve it.
It was funny. I'd see people riding by with smears all over the windshield where they tried to wipe it off. I'm like, that's not going anywhere.
That's
you're going to get out and scrub that off.
That's That's when you want one of them things like on the James Bond, Austin Martin, you know, where you can spray the windshield.
Oh, yeah. I had one of my guys follow me one day, and he, by the time we got halfway there, he had his head out the window trying to drive because he couldn't see. He turned the windshield wipers on. It was over.
Oh, yeah. I love the
it's hilarious.
The DB5 Aston Martin. I love that car. Beautiful car.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're junk, like most British things, but that's just, I hate the British. I hate the British. Can't help it.
The British bikes were, you know, I never was crazy about them, but they, you know, they were a few out there.
They set the standard. I mean, the Japanese, that's who the Japanese copied.
Huh.
Copied the Brits. The
Japanese were great copiers, and,
yes,
you know, and they would improve on it.
Yeah, well, look at the VCR. An American created it, but couldn't do anything with it over here.
Uh-huh.
Japanese took it and ran with it, and the rest is history.
How much did you pay for your first VCR?
Like $300.
I think I paid $400.
Yeah, they were expensive, like CD players, you know?
Oh, man. Mm.
I remember, and you probably do too, I remember the FM converters, because you used to couldn't get an FM radio in your car. You're going to get AM. So everybody was buying these converters. Yeah, I remember that.
I had one. I had an 8-track with an FM converter on it.
Yeah. 8-track. Uh-huh. Yep. Remember them well, unfortunately.
My uncle's got
BTO, four-wheel drive.
Better believe it. Love BTO.
My uncle has a VCR that does automatic censoring. So you could be playing a movie, and the cuss words would be censored out.
I've never heard of such.
Yeah, it's I'm not exactly sure how the technology works, but they were banned because of the censorship.
Yeah, speech.
So, Hollywood advocated for it to be banned. And so he's got him and another guy that I know that he's got a bunch of kids.
I've never heard of those.
They're homeschoolers. Yeah, they're homeschoolers. So, you know,
good
he's
idea.
Got all these kids and he can, you know, play VHS movies and not worry about them hearing something they shouldn't hear.
Cool.
You don't remember some of the first Sony camcorders they come out with that would actually, they had a, they had a thing on that where you could change the light or something on it, and it would actually, like an X-ray thing, it would take the clothes off people. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
It would do it. It would work.
No, I remember I wanted to buy some of those X-ray glasses.
I did buy those X-ray glasses.
But they were, I guess it didn't
do exactly what they said it did. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that didn't. But this thing did. And they pulled up right quick. They didn't like, you know, they didn't leave them on the shelves very long.
So it's a Sony. I wonder if I have one.
Sony. It was old. It was back in like late '80s.
Hey, he's got stuff.
Yeah, I think I've got some Sony ones. Is it one of the big ones or the little handhelds?
The little handheld thing.
Okay. Because I got some big shoulder mounted ones too.
Yeah, I've taken a few of those apart. There's some cool motors and stuff inside there.
Uh-huh.
All right, look and see.
What else you got, Barry? I got about 10 seconds before my big break.
That's about it, but I was wanting to let you know about the barbers also.
Thank you. We'll go to barbers. This year we're going.
Okay, it should be. I already know some people, you know, going up there, they're taking the campers.
Oh, cool.
He's got an old Triumph Bonneville, like a 64 model.
Well, we'll have to take the shop truck or something, because you never know. I may have to have something up there I can't live without.
Oh, I guarantee you'll see something you won't.
I know. All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
See you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we got to hit a break.
Somebody
caller.
Wants to talk to you.
We got to hit a break. Got to hit a break. How come my dump button's not working?
Yeah,
All right, we got to hit a break, folks. We'll be right back.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house
loss, and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sons Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Summertime heat and humidity is back with us, and so is the risk of those spotty storms. We'll continue into forecast, and they will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature 72. Tomorrow, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s, plenty of humidity as well, and some widely scattered storms here and there. On Labor Day Monday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere. I think it's basically going to be a hot day with a high around 94. We continue to monitor the future progress of extremely dangerous Hurricane Dorian as it heads for the southeastern U.S. So far, there is no impacts expected here in Alabama, but you can stay on top of the action on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way.
And welcome back to the program. Hope everybody is doing okay. Sorry about that. We're watching the sky. It's coming. Postman, explain what you were saying about the clouds and the hurricane pushing and all that stuff.
Central Alabama weather is unlike... It's a commercial storm.
Not sure what's going on, but go ahead. We're on. So the weather, the tornado, or the hurricane's pushing these clouds this way? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, there's actually blow off from the top of the highest thunderstorms, you know, that are in the actual hurricane. And it's actually the exhaust off of the top of it.
Wow.
And
pretty wild looking out there.
Yeah, and it's pulling air, you know, from the southern states, you know, into it. And we're actually, you know, getting some of that breeze.
Yeah, it feels good out there.
Yeah, it does.
Well, is this thing supposed to hit us? Is it coming to us, or do we know yet?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't think so. We'll probably experience some showers, you know, from the actual blow-off from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we need to talk about this. I don't particularly like talking local politics because it's not my bag, man. But this whole election Stephen Reed thing and all that is just,
extremely questionable.
It is. And I got to agree with Barron on this, that we cannot allow the opportunity of Stephen Joe Reed to run the city of Montgomery. He's already destroyed ASU. And I'm sure that will continue. They will loot the city. And there's just no telling. And the recording I heard Barron play was one of Joe Reed's guys talking about how we are going to have a black mayor. And how can you have somebody that's in charge of the elections on the actual ballot? That's so unethical. I don't understand. He should have recused himself, but he didn't. So we need the feds down here overlooking this, overseeing this, in my opinion.
The whole thing just seemed weird. I mean, I had a strange feeling going into the polling place. For one thing, they changed it on me.
There you go. There you go. Us too.
And it's just the whole vibe was way off. It was just...
Yeah, it was something wasn't right.
Something wasn't right.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I've gotten where I too can feel that something's wrong.
Yeah, it just I kind of felt like that vote that I just put in wasn't being counted.
Uh-huh. And, it probably wasn't. And that's not good, you know. They already have the technology to tap into that's the thing, folks, you need to understand about wireless technology. Any information you send wirelessly can be hacked. You're throwing it out there for the people with the technology to get it. That's why I don't put anything on a cloud, nothing like that. I'm not about to, because you're throwing it out there for them. Don't do that. Not good. Not good at all. Never, ever do that. In other news, I found this kind of funny, is Auntie Maxine, you know, the most politically corrupt person out there, Maxine Waters. Apparently, she can't stand the taste of her own medicine. In the most hilarious case of the pot calling the kettle black, no pun intended, Maxine Waters is now complaining about being confronted by Trump supporters after she herself called on her supporters to harass, confront, and attack Trump supporters and members of the Trump administration in public. She actually said back in June, if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. Well, now she's being confronted by people everywhere she goes, and she don't like it so much. Get over it, Maxine. You started it. Kind of how I look at it. I can't stand that woman. First off, she's living in a $4 million mansion, and the people she's representing are in poverty-stricken. How she can not live in her own district's beyond me. I don't get that. But, you know, look at who she is, I guess. I don't know. Wow. This, I tried to watch this video, and it was very hard to watch, so I'm just going to read you the highlights. Overstock founder and CEO Patrick Byrne resigned last week amid ties to a government probe related to the 2016 election. He made the wild accusation that he received fishy, quote, fishy orders from former FBI official Peter Strzok to have a romantic relationship with a young Russian woman, Maria Butina. She's now serving prison time here for failing to register as a foreign agent. He says that the FBI's mission was not a law enforcement issue, but was political espionage targeting Hillary Clinton. Not only Hillary, but Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump. Now, he says Peter Strzok gave the orders, and the trail leads to former FBI Director James, you owe me an apology, Comey, believe it or not. But like I said at the beginning, nobody's ever going to prison. It's not going to happen, folks. Another weird statistic I found is the Department of Justice, or the misnamed Department of Justice, shows that non-citizens, who make up only 7% of our population, accounted for 64% of federal arrests in 2018. Yeah. Between the years of 98 and 2018, the arrest of non-citizens at the federal level have spiked by 234%, while U.S. citizens' arrests have grown by only 10%. Non-citizen crimes other than immigration offenses include 28% of federal fraud cases, 25% of federal property offenses, and 24% of drug crimes. It's a good idea to let these people in, though, isn't it? Yeah,
right. Yeah, I was reading some statistics, and I can't remember what the numbers were, but basically, the U.S. has more people in prison per the population.
Yes, that's true.
Of any other country.
That's true. That's very true.
That is insane.
It is.
Obviously, there's way too many laws.
Exactly. And I read something that says every day we unknowingly break at least three laws.
Oh, of course.
Probably true. Well, I know I do.
In the United States, yeah, I didn't know prison was a business.
It is a business. It's a massive money-making business.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. One of the very first states, I mean, which it was a mega state in the beginning. You know, Georgia was a penal colony. That's what they brought all the criminals to.
Mm-hmm. Just like Australia.
When was it found? Like 1616? I think at Oglethorpe, James Edward Oglethorpe was the one that actually founded it. Yeah, because one of the counties are named after him, Oglethorpe County.
They have a county named Oglethorpe?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, there's a statue of him sitting on a horse in the town square.
Hmm. Did he own slaves?
Most likely.
Probably. I think they all did back then.
Sitting on his high horse.
There you go. Sitting on his very high horse.
Yeah.
I know things were different back then, but I just can't wrap my mind around owning another human being. I can't wrap my mind around that. That's wrong. I don't even know where to start how wrong that is. And yet it still goes on in this country, or not in this country. Well, it does in this country, but it goes on in this world on a massive scale. If these so-called righteous race baiters would stop going back 150 years here and worry about what's happening now in the world, maybe they could stop some of that. But there's no money to be made in that, so they don't mess with that. It's unreal.
Well, it's slavery is pre-Adam.
Yeah, it's always been around.
It's always been around.
The Bible even talks about slaves, honor your masters, and all that stuff. Yeah, that's true.
I don't think there's a race that hasn't been enslaved at some point or another.
Right.
Georgia was founded in 1733 as a British colony. It was the last and southernmost of the original 13 colonies to be established. Named after King George II of Great Britain, the colony of Georgia covered the area from South Carolina south to Spanish Florida and west to French Louisiana at the Mississippi River.
It was humongous.
Yes,
They actually cut Alabama out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had no idea it was one of the original states. How about that?
Yeah, and before that, it was before it was cut out in the 1700s, it was a penal colony from 1616 until then, until they named it a state.
Wow.
Because that's where they brought the prisoners over. I guess Australia was too far to go.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
That's a long trip.
Yeah. And decided to bring them here.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, I noticed on this footage that they're showing of this shooting, they only have like one small little section of video showing, and the sides are blurred out.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why they did that.
It's so weird. They've been showing the same old thing over and over again, but not the whole picture.
This story, guys, y'all will find this interesting, as I did. The article's entitled, Why Does Super-Secret Government Agency DARPA Need to Make Immediate Purchase of a Massive Underground Lair by the End of August? This was yesterday, dated August 30th. Secretive U.S. government agency DARPA needs underground lair by Friday. Secretive U.S. government agency DARPA that birthed the network, which ultimately became the Internet, is apparently in need of an underground lair, and fast, by today to be specific. DARPA is one of the groups responsible for keeping the conspiracy theory business alive and kicking, and over the years, we have reported to you fairly heavily on their activities. Projects like the six-state balloon surveillance system, so the government can monitor its citizens, placing microchips in people's brains, creating soldier robots called Atlas, and so much more, what they call fun and games. How about that? Now they tweeted out they need to make an immediate purchase by today of a lightly used massive underground tunnel complex so they can help first responders who answer calls in tunnels. Question mark.
Bruce
what?
Wayne?
If it's only going to be used to train first responders, what's the rush? Why does it have to be purchased by today?
They probably need it to hide some of them toys.
Uh-huh. Something tells me that a false flag's getting ready to start flapping in the breeze.
Yeah, either hide one of those advanced vessels that they built.
Yeah. Well, they continue by saying, and thank you, DARPA, for all this you do in keeping conspiracy theory alive and well. And, just wondering, when DARPA was created, did you guys use any of the Nazi war criminals who created NASA to help build your agency? Asking for a friend, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they did.
That's where it came from.
DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. That's what it is. Stands for. It's known for a range of projects from neural implants for soldiers, all kind of crazy stuff, but it all comes from DARPA.
Robots and even the SR-91. That's an advanced high-altitude reconnaissance plane. The one that created the soap on a rope.
I've got pictures of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
But why in the world would DARPA be wanting an underground lair? Like Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil.
Cobra.
Or Bruce Wayne.
Ooh. Bruce Wayne. What, Batman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry.
The Bat Cave.
The Bat Cave.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I liked Batman when I was a kid. My mother loves to tell the story of my cousin and I getting into who's going to be Batman and who is going to be Robin. So to one up him, I laid out in the middle of the road at night to prove that I could get run over by a car and still live. Fortunately, the kid saw me and stopped before he ran over me, and my dad beat the snot out of me for doing it. But
wow.
I won. I was Batman. Yeehaw. Just a little for no apparent reason story. Sorry. I've got to be able to get this to play before I read this story. There's a clip you need to hear about the Federal Reserve. I found a book originally written 1939 on the Federal Reserve. And according to their own rules, they're supposed to have 25% gold to cover all of the Federal Reserve notes that they passed. And hopefully you know this, they don't have any gold. They've admitted they don't have any gold, so they're breaking their own rules. I have a feeling that at some point it switched from gold being what's backing our currency to us being what's backing our currency.
Yes, we are the backers, our birth certificates, or should I say certificates of birth.
Yes, and that happened at some point.
Yes.
I'm not sure when, but apparently that did happen because the book says they're supposed to have 25%. But
it's all in the wording.
Yes. Let's see, what else have I got here? Well, As you guys know, I haven't been able to sleep at night. I take pictures. I took over 400 pictures last night of the things I'm seeing in the trees. If you go to my, I'm not going to push this on you because I know most of you don't believe me, but if you go to my Facebook page, you can see the videos that I put out there. Wow, we're late for a break, aren't we?
Yep.
Got to hit a break. We'll be back. This is Clearing the Air. 272-9228. 272-9228.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. As I said a minute ago, I found a book on the Federal Reserve. It's weird. It's like I stopped by the storage facility and somebody's throwing away books, and they're all books that I really need to see. In this book, entitled The Federal Reserve System Purposes and Functions, first printed 1939, in Chapter 3 it says, and I quote, "Gold is the basis of Federal Reserve credit because, as explained in Chapter 3, the power of the reserve banks to create money through adding to their deposits or issuing Federal Reserve notes is limited by the requirement of a 25% reserve in gold against both kinds of liabilities." So it would seem to indicate, dear listener, that gold is what's backing our currency. At least it used to be. Let me see if I can get this Ron Paul clip to play.
I believe that the 9%, rather than saying it's only 2%. So I would say what we have been doing is $1 billion. Hope so, but
no, it's not going. I can't find the right clip. There's a clip where Ron Paul's talking to the chair and he says, "Sir, we haven't dealt in gold in, you know, 20-30 years at some point they switched from gold backing the Federal Reserve notes to our birth certificates backing the Federal Reserve notes. Don't believe me? I don't blame you. Google it, look it up.
It was
I'm not
Nixon
kidding
era.
Is that when it happened? Yeah, because he got us off the gold standard, right.
Mm-hmm.
Nixon, that's right. The deputy prime minister, Matteo Salvini, a right-leaning populist and who's steadily against mass immigration, he's the one that shut down the NGO boats that taxied immigrants from Libya to Italy and had 37% support in a recent poll, called for snap elections to remove a left-leaning five-star party that was part of the coalition government. He had hoped to become the new prime minister in the election, which we kind of hoped he would too, because he's a lot like their version of Trump. Last week, however, Italy's government collapsed and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte stepped down. The five-star movement formed a new coalition with Democrats, and now Conte will return as prime minister. They put the elections on hold. Salvini's been sidelined. So the way I see it, the New World Order has stepped in and prevented him from taking over. Yes, that's exactly, in my opinion, what has happened, folks. No doubt about it. And that's what they're doing, because Trump is the fly in the ointment, or so we're led to believe. Again, I'm confused about what Trump's goal really is. I find it just so hard to believe that he was a surprise. I just can't fathom that. These people are so forward-thinking and so far ahead of us. I just don't believe that this thing happened. It's hard. And I'm not the only one in this room that believes that.
Well, they do make mistakes.
They do. You think Trump was a mistake?
They actually didn't think he could win.
Yeah, but I just don't see them taking that risk. But that's just me. I don't. Johnson & Johnson, maker of the opioid painkillers Duragesic and Nicenta, was ordered to pay $572 million in damages to the state of Oklahoma, which reportedly lost more than 6,000 people to the opioid epidemic since the year 2000. The judge said the defendants caused an opioid crisis that is evidenced by increased rates of addiction, overdose deaths, and neonatal abstinence syndrome in Oklahoma. Now, this ruling sets a precedent. First time a drug maker has ever been held responsible for their drugs. Well, they initially had OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma included, which is owned by the Sackler family, by the way, but then they settled out of court for $270 million. Now, you have to understand what $270 million is to a pharmaceutical company. They probably spend that much on sack lunches when they all take picnics three or four times in a year. That's nothing. They set aside billions of dollars for lawsuits on every pill they come out with because they probably made $500 billion off OxyContin alone. Yeah. That's a drop in the bucket.
The latest I heard was that they set aside $10 to $12 billion, you know, yeah, for lawsuits.
That's what I've heard from an ex pharmaceutical rep.
Now that's a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah, they know it's going to hurt people. They know it's going to kill people, and they're ready to pay off for that.
Yeah, from the pharmacy, they only get a couple dollars a pill at the pharmacy counter, but in the hospitals, they charge them $500-$600 just for a pill.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think we were talking about this off mic, or I was talking about this to somebody. Maybe it was you, maybe, I don't remember. We used to have the best healthcare system in the world. People stood in line to come over here, and now they've totally ruined it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was an accident. I think it was done on purpose.
I had pretty good insurance, too. That's all gone.
Yep. Yeah, it was. We were talking about this Wednesday night at Bonhoeffer's.
Oh, man, I've been going through it with the insurance companies. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
And it's only beginning.
Well, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if you believe she's still alive, had the lower lobe of her left lung removed back in December because it had two malignant cancer nodules. Less than 8 months later, at the beginning of the month, she completed 3 weeks of radiation therapy to treat a tumor on her pancreas. She has pancreatic cancer, which means she's dead woman walking, to be honest with you. I think she's dead. I think she's been dead. I don't know. What do y'all think? Y'all have any opinion on it one way or the other?
I think she's going to be like them on that cartoon Futurama where they just have her head in a jar sitting up there at the, keeping her alive any way they can.
Very possible.
For that one vote.
Yeah, well, there you go.
When was the last time she's been sat on a bench?
That's a good question. When's the last time she's been seen in public?
Yes.
I think they'll actually come out with the cure for pancreatic cancer just to keep her on the bench.
That wouldn't surprise me if they did. Because they need her.
Yeah.
And they're so afraid that Trump's going to get another two appointments.
The cure for old age, everything is all going to come out.
But I got to tell you, everything Trump's done has not been a good thing. Some of his decisions, the head of the FBI, that guy needs to go. Barr, he's deep state, he needs to go. I mean, the problem is he doesn't have much choice because, like I said, they're five deep at every position.
They are.
Well, what I'm hearing is, and I've heard somebody say this too, and I actually thought about it, and I came to the same conclusion too, that if what they're trying to do takes a while to actually do, and it's as big as they say it is, I don't think you need to rush into it, to be honest with you.
No, but I think it's all a stall tactic just to give us hope until he's finally out of office. But
so we'll take our foot off the gas.
That could be an option, too. You never can tell.